Next week is fine. I can do Tuesday or Wednesday. Tony, what about you? Could you make it? What? Seriously, you've got a date on Tuesday? Did you guys know about this? Who's the date with? Who are you going out with? Oh, you've got to tell me. You can't be serious. Hey, did you know about this? Why didn't anyone tell me? Why are you all looking at each other like that? Am I missing something here? You know what? It's late. Never mind. I'll find out some other time. Yeah, sure. We can figure it out later. I'll let you guys go. I'll see you next week. Alright. Alright, weirdos. Bye. Bye. And what about you? What are you up to now? Do you need a lift home? Yeah, I can drive you. It's cool. I've got time. I'm not in any rush. Yeah, sure. Come on. I'm parked over here. Yeah, that was a fun night. But, like, I can't believe you knew about Tony's date. What's up with that? He's been single for years. You're kidding. He's going on a date with Stacy's brother. Tony is going on a date with Stacy's brother. Brother. Oh my god, Tony. Go for it, boy. I can't wait to talk to him about this. I guess he must have liked him for a while. Really? Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, I mean, I can see why he'd be nervous about people finding out. Yeah, here. Jump in. I haven't been to your place for a while. You're still on Birdwood Avenue, right? Okay, sure, yeah, I know. I just wasn't sure if you moved without saying anything or whatever. I just want to make sure I get you to the right place. All right, Birdwood Ave it is. Let's do it. Yeah, I know the way. And so, what are you doing for the rest of your weekend? Ah, that sounds like fun. I haven't been to a concert for a while. Right, okay. I guess that part doesn't sound like as much fun. So you're basically going to be babysitting your cousin? Is that it? Have I met them? Oh right, your birthday party last year. Yeah, okay, yeah. Oh, she seemed like a sweetheart. I'm sure it'll be fun. No, I'm not up to much this weekend. Well, I've got to see my dad for Sunday lunch, but that's pretty much it, I think. Stacy's brother, seriously. I'm having a hard time getting past this. Jesus, well, hey, good for him. It's been a while, he could use it. I mean, especially if this is like the first person that he's gonna date since coming out. No, I'm not seeing anyone right now. Unfortunately. Well, I don't mind being single, but, you know, it'd be nice to have someone, I guess. So, at the very least, I could be getting laid a bit more regularly. It's been a little while. I mean, like, longer than usual right now. What about you? Have you got anyone on the radar at the moment? Oh yeah, really? Is it, like, serious? Oh, okay. Well, hopefully you figure something out soon. long what? How long, like, since I last got laid? Come on. Do you really want to know? Oh, yeah, of course you want to know. Oh, nothing. It's nothing. I mean, come on, you know what I mean. You're always asking if I'm single. You're always asking me if I'm seeing anyone. We've been friends for years. You're not very good at hiding things from me. You don't know what I'm talking about, really. Okay. Sure, yeah. It's been 2 months since I last had sex. Since you wanted to know. Well, it's a long time for me, okay? I don't know, it's just my last friends with benefits type situation ended, like it just ran its course, you know? And I've been kind of just too preoccupied with other stuff, so I haven't really looked for anyone else yet, I guess. Yeah, sometimes I struggle to find partners I'm really happy with. I guess I'm kind of picky or something. Yeah, well, you know, like, sexual compatibility isn't always that easy to find. Oh my god, dude. You love the personal questions, don't you? Especially when it comes to sex. Well, this is what I was talking about. You're not very good at hiding your interest. As soon as we're alone, like, all you ever start talking about is sex. And you've got this kind of excitement about you, like this enthusiasm. It's... Yeah, no, I get it. You're not actually into me, sure. Yeah, yeah. What about you? When was the last time you got laid? Oh, what? Seriously? No wonder you're always trying to talk about it. You must be very sexually frustrated. My last friend with benefits? It was just someone I went to uni with. They were cool, but it was like, you know, it was very much casual. It doesn't really matter who they are. You don't know them. What about you? Why so long? I mean, you're cute and you could get someone to fuck you easily enough. Just jump on one of the apps and put something in your bio like... Desperate to get railed, no questions asked. Like you're worried about compatibility? Something like that? Yeah, right, I get it. No, that's familiar. Yeah, that's very familiar. Okay, you want to know? You really want to know. Look, if you keep asking personal questions, then we're going to land in trouble. I'm just warning you. All right, okay, look. God. I swear, like, every time you and I are alone, you start making these eyes at me and all you want to talk about is sex. Like... And you want to act like you're not interested? All right, I'll tell you what the deal is. Since you're so desperate to know. Fuck, I don't usually talk about this. finding a decent partner is hard for me because there's things that I like which aren't really to everyone's taste. If you want to really know, I like it rough. I like it to be intense. And for me, it kind of has to be rough because I'm bigger than most guys. So I require someone who can handle it. I mean, I'm not saying like it's monstrously big, it's just, I don't like it when people tell me to slow down or hold back or, like, I need someone who can take it. And I know that everyone thinks that I'm a nice guy, and I am. But when I'm in bed, I'm not really a nice guy. I can be mean. I can say mean things and I can do mean things. And I'm an easygoing guy in my public life, but in private, like in bed, I like to be in control. Yeah, that's right. I like to feel powerful. And every time you and I are together, you ask me all these questions about sex, and I can tell that you're trying to get me worked up. I can tell that you're worked up. And the truth is, maybe sometimes it works. But I don't really know if it's appropriate to go there with you. Because we're friends. And you know, finding partners isn't hard. Finding ones who can handle it the way I like it, that is a little bit harder. But finding ones who can encourage me to be even worse is almost impossible. And that's what I need. I need people who will encourage me to be worse. I need people who won't ask me to slow down or ease up. I need someone who will grab me and tell me to go harder. And sometimes it's so hard to find people that can give me what I need that I just need to take a break from it. The constant frustration of dating apps and then even when you meet up with people, a lot of the time they're only just a disappointment. It gets too much. So that's why I've been taking a break. The constant disappointment gets too much. Vanilla people who think that being rough just means putting on a pair of fuzzy pink handcuffs. I'm not really into handcuffs. I just prefer to use my own hands. My own body. It feels rougher that way. It feels more real. And that's what I like. And we've been friends for years, and I know exactly how you feel about me, no matter how much you pretend otherwise when you're called out on it. I'd be stupid not to notice, really. You can barely control yourself when we're alone together, and when we're with other people, even then you can't keep your eyes off me. So, well, if you want to know what being with me is like, this is it. So if you want to sit there in my passenger seat and ask question after question, trying to get me to talk about sex and trying to get me worked up, well, maybe you deserve to know what it would be like. I'm not even going to pretend to offer you what you really want. I know you want me to be your boyfriend. You want me to take you out to dinner, and you want me to meet your parents, and you want me to hold your hand when we see our friends. And I can probably do all those things, but really deep down, I'm not the nice, smiling boyfriend that you probably want. All those years that you've wanted me and I've held you at arm's length, it was for your own good. Because I would just use you. I would be rough with you. Can you imagine what it might be like? When the guy that you've had a crush on for years, you finally get to sleep with him. And suddenly his hand is around your throat and it's squeezing, and he's staring into your eyes so intensely and he won't stop, and it's not romantic at all. It's nothing like what it's meant to be like. It's not cute and it's not sweet. It's rough and it's intense. And the guy that you've wanted for so long is treating you like you're an object and he's got total control and he won't give it up. And you would know that you walked into this willingly, and before long you'd realize there's no way out. I've been in these kind of situations enough that I can tell when I can control someone. And it's been written all over you for a while now. You're desperate for it, I see it. I see you. This is your place here, right? Do you want me to come in? Turn the bedside lamp on. Give me your wrist. I'd always thought you were attractive. And I didn't want to make waves with a friend. But your insistence upon talking about sex and asking so many questions has always had an effect on me. It was only a matter of time before you pushed things too far and you got what you wanted. Well, maybe you'll get more than you bargained for. You've been warned. And I think we'll get the answer soon enough. You have nice wrists. I can get my whole hand around this easy enough. You see? I've got strong hands, don't I? You've got lovely wrists, but I always like your neck. Is this what you wanted? You wanted to know what it would feel like to have my lips on your neck? To feel my breath on your neck? To feel my stubble scratching against your throat? About a hand on your neck. It feels really fucked up that we've been friends for years and now I'm standing here with my hand around your throat, staring at you like this. It's funny the twists and turns that life can take. Come here. Oh, fuck. You got me at just the right time. I haven't been laid in so long. And I think you knew that you were going to push my buttons. Oh, you knew that you were going to get my cock hard, didn't you? Fuck. Oh, God damn. I've always thought you had a nice ass as well, really. You play the innocent most of the time, don't you? You're smiling while I've got my hand around your neck, though. I wonder if that's just for show or if you're actually enjoying it. Something in your eyes tells me that you like it. You like the attention and the affection, don't you? I'm sure you do. You've liked me for long enough. Even before, when you said you had your eye on someone right now, it was obvious that you were talking about me. Come on, let's give you what you want. How does that feel? Just gently across the face, that's all. Just a little bit, it's not hard. Come here. Oh, fuck. That's right, I did say it was big, didn't I? I promised you it was big. Why don't you get down on your knees and undo my belt and pull it out and you find out? Come on, get down there and do it. Fuck. There you go, that's it. I wasn't kidding, was I? It's 8 inches. And all of its attention is about to be focused on you. Use your hands on it, come on. What is this limp-wristed shit you're doing? Put some fucking effort into it. Come on. Come on. Fuck. Oh, there you go, that's better. That's better. Fuck. Come on, squeeze it really fucking hard. Fuck. Oh, that's good. Oh, fuck. Grab it by the base and squeeze while you pump it with the other hand. Fuck. That's it. Fuck, yeah, there you go. Just like that. That's it. Oh, now you're getting it. Yeah, fuck. How does it feel to finally be touching it and playing with it? You like it, don't you? Look up at me. Look up at me while you play with it and stroke it. Come on. Yeah. You like it, don't you? How would you feel if I slapped you across the face right now? While you're stroking my cock? Fuck. Harder. Come on. Fucking harder. There you go, that's it. Fuck. Come on. That's it. Fucking come on, do it. Fuck. Ow. Fuck. Ow. That hurts. You're being too hard. Fucking slow down. Fuck. Ow. Fuck. Fuck. Be careful. Hey, don't use your teeth. Don't use your teeth on it. Come on. Fuck. Ah. Hey. Fuck. Oh, that feels good. That feels really good with your mouth. Oh. Come on, that's it. Have you ever deep-throated a cock before, huh? You ever had a cock fucking shoved down your throat before? Ow, fuck. Ah, I told you not to use your fucking teeth, alright? Be careful, okay? Just take it down your fucking throat. Like that. Come on. Ow, fuck. Hey, what did I fucking say? Stop using your teeth. Fuck. Oh, it feels really good. Fuck. Okay, all right. I won't shove it down your throat again. Fuck. 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 Oh. Fuck. You suck cock so fucking hard. That feels really good. Fuck. Fuck. Ah, fuck. Hey. Hey, I didn't tell you that you could stand up. Ow. That fucking hurt. Is that how you want to do it? You think you can give it rougher than me? Ow. Okay. You want to fucking see how rough it can get, huh? Then, come on, kiss me. On the back of your throat, just holding you like that, right there. You like that? If you want to see how rough you can get with my cock, then my cock is going to have to get rough with you, isn't it? Fuck. Fuck. Turn around. You might like to play rough back, but I'm a lot stronger than you, and these little wrists of yours are so easy to hold in place. Right up against your chest here, like this. Hmm. Hmm. I really do like your neck a lot. Mm. It looks like it's perfect to suck on. Mm. 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 Oh, look at that. You're sensitive, aren't you? It's very easy to give you hickeys by the look of it. Why don't I give our friends something to discuss when you... show back up again with hickeys all over your neck. And they ask you where you got them. And I wonder what you'll say to them. Oh, look at those. All over your neck. Oh, I know you don't mind. I can feel the way that you're grinding your ass into my cock when I suck on your neck. Oh. Oh, fuck. I can tell that you really don't mind, huh? Oh. It definitely feels like you're turned on. Why don't we get your jeans off, huh? Fuck. Get them off. And get on the fucking bed. Come on. There you go. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm on top of you. You're not going... Ow, fuck, anywhere. Give me these fucking hands. I'm sick of you slapping me. It means I'm gonna have to take real control of you now, doesn't it? Oh, God. I'm gonna have to keep a tight grip on these wrists of yours. Mm, fuck. Mm. I wonder how you like to be fucked. Huh? I wonder if you like being bent over. I wonder if you like being pushed face down into the bed. I wonder if you like to be tied up or handcuffed. Or I wonder if you just like a missionary style. Where I could look right into your eyes when I talk about what a filthy fucking slut you are. Mm, how about we turn you over, huh? Turn you over and I'll just get right here and I'll get this big fucking dick of mine. Ready to slip right into you and fuck you hard. 8 inches of it. And I told you you're not allowed to complain. So I hope you're feeling strong. I hope you're feeling so fucking brave today. Get it wet. So that it can fucking slip right into you. Huh? Oh, fuck. Oh, I know it's big. I know it's big. Shh, it's okay. You can take it. You can take it, baby. I know it's big. You can take all of it. Fuck. Oh, you want to come at me with an attitude? Bite me and slap me back? To be honest, I like it. Oh, I like it a lot. It gets my dick really fucking hard. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Fuck. When the big fucking cock inside you like this. Your big mean old nasty friend. Fucking you with his big dick like this. Treating you like you're a sex toy, like you're just an object. Huh? Is that what you wanted? Yeah? Oh, you want to be treated like you're a dirty fucking slut. Fuck. Well, congratulations, baby. You got it. Fuck. All those years of you teasing me. Oh, no. Don't you tell me to stop. Don't you tell me to stop. It's okay. You can take it. You can take it, baby. Oh, you can take it. Fuck. I know you can take it. Because I know that after all those years of you wanting me, you absolutely wouldn't want to let me down now, would you? No, no, I know you wouldn't, baby. I know you wouldn't. You've got to take it all, don't you? You got to do your best to leave a good impression. Fuck. Because if you don't, then we might not do this again. And you wouldn't want that, would you? No, no, I know you wouldn't, baby. Fuck. I know how fucking bad you've wanted this. I know exactly how fucking badly you've wanted this. Fuck. Oh, fuck, you feel so goddamn good. Fuck. Fuck. Ah, turn over. Turn over, get on your back and spread your legs. Fuck. Oh, because I want to grab this fucking neck of yours. And I want to fucking push you down onto my goddamn cock, just like this. Hold you by your neck, with a hand on top of your head, and just fucking push you down onto it. Fuck. Push you down onto all fucking 8 inches of this dick. Yeah? While I stare into your eyes, and I see the look on your face when you're getting exactly what you fucking want. Fuck you like you're a dirty little cunt. Like you're a dirty little slut. Yeah? Fuck. No, oh, take it, baby. Take it all. Take every fucking inch of it. Fuck. You gotta make a good impression, don't you, baby? Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know you understand. Fuck. You don't wanna fucking disappoint me, do you? Show me what a good fuck tour you are. Just like that. Taking every fucking inch of it. Fuck. Oh, and I promise you, baby, I promise you, you're making a good impression. You really are. You're making such a fucking good impression. Then we're definitely gonna do this again. I'm definitely gonna fucking slap you around again. I'm definitely gonna fuck you with a hand around your throat again while I squeeze with both hands around your neck and just push you onto my fucking cock like this. Fuck. Oh, it feels so good to just squeeze your neck while I fuck you. It feels so good that it makes me want to fucking cum so bad. It makes me want to fill you up with cum. How would you like that, huh? Your big mean old friend using his big 8-inch cock to fill you with cum. Is that what you always wanted? Because it's what you're gonna get. I'm gonna cum. I'm gonna cum inside you. And I'm gonna push you down onto it until I cum. Fuck. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. 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 Gah! Right there. Fuck. Take that cum. Take that fucking cum. Take that. fucking come. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not pulling it out of you yet. I'm gonna stay here with my hand around your neck and you're gonna masturbate with my cock inside you until you come. Do you understand? Go on, do it. Do it for me while I'm still inside you. Okay, there you go. There you go. This is how I get control of you. I make you expose yourself to me and I make you do exactly what I want you to. I use you and I get to see you come while my cock is inside you. And that way you're mine. Fuck, come on, yeah, come for me. Come for me. I'm not taking this big fucking cock out. Not until you come. Fuck. I'm not letting go of you until you come, okay, baby? Fuck. And that's it. Come on, come for me. You can do it. You can do it. There you go. Come on. Come on. Come. 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 Fuck. Oh, that's it. There you go. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. No. I'm still not pulling it out just yet. Fuck. You felt so good being inside you while you came like that. I know. I know. I said I would take it out. In a minute, baby, in a minute. You see, that's what I want. I want to be a nasty, selfish cunt when I fuck. And I have a really hard time pretending that I care about anyone else. I hate having to go through date after date of nice, kind, gentle vanilla sex before I eventually try to get what I want. With you, I don't have to do that, do I? Because I already know how fucking bad you want it. That's why we're gonna keep doing this over and over again. And that's why I know you'll always let me do exactly what I want. Won't you? Of course you will. I knew you wouldn't let me down. Now, let's discuss what you're going to tell our friends when they see you with all those hickeys and they start asking questions. Actually, maybe before we get into that, I'll give you a few more on the other side. Ow! Ow, fuck, stop. Okay, Jesus Christ, fuck.